Bill.
Yes, sir.
What'd you say?
I just talked to Captain Back. Negroes are still meeting in the church in Selma with Martin Luther King. We have no word back on what their intentions are. It may be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. The latest development is that Wallace called Buford Ellington a few minutes ago and said that he thought he ought to call out 350 of the National Guard to deal with the situation tomorrow because they could get along better than the local authorities who were hostile toward the Negroes. Captain Back's feeling, shared by everyone, was that he should be told, as Ellington told him, not to do anything until we knew more what the Negroes' intentions were. That's it up to now. The question is, do you want to be informed when King calls back?
Yeah. Yeah, but I would take a much tougher line than we're going to with him. I think that it's absolutely disgraceful that they would get in the Justice Department building and have to be hauled out of there. And I don't care if we never serve another hour. If they're going to respect the law while they do. And I think that if King did, in fact, call up here and say that he would like to work this thing out on the basis of the friend of the court and the presence of Doar and the Collins, that then he ought to be told that we're going to do that. And we're not going to listen to the Javits and the rest of them that are hollering around here. This, and he better go to behaving himself or all of them are going to get put in jail. I think we really ought to be firm on it myself. I just think it's outrageous what's on TV. I've been watching it here, and it looks like that man's in charge of the country and taking it over. And I just don't think we can afford to have that kind of character running. And I'd remind him what he had said and take a very firm line with him.
All right.
Okay.